I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Got Dina and Lopez here with you this morning.
Good morning.
And it's dirt time. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right. Well, Machine Gun Kelly might have to change his concert routine after what happened when he was performing in Oregon.
What happened?
Well, at one point in the show, he went up into the seats with audience members. And as he was standing there singing, one guy decided to grab him and hold on.
Yep. Okay.
And oh, did he hold on? And Machine Gun Kelly had to work to push the guy off of him. And well, let me just say, he may have been singing a little more high key because of it.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where he grabbed him.
Wow.
And held on tight. So that couldn't have felt too good. So, yes, judging by the video, he brushed it off well enough, but I can only imagine afterwards he might have needed some ice.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Andrew Lincoln and Danai Gurira, Rick Grimes and Michonne from The Walking Dead, they made a surprise appearance at the last ever Walking Dead in San Diego Comic-Con panel, and they came bearing news that a limited 6-episode spin-off series featuring the two will replace the scrapped feature movie. So there was supposed to be a movie about what happened with Rick. And they decided instead of that, they'll do this TV series, which is fine by me. Scott Gimple, who's in charge of The Walking Dead, he's going to be in charge of this one, too. And we can expect the show sometime next year. I just don't think we're going to see Carl. It might just be Rick
and
Michonne.
Carl there?
Yeah, Carl.
Gotcha.
That's how Rick says Carl. Carl. So I don't think this is like a pre. I think this is a post. So either way, I'm happy with anything because I really like the character of Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when he wasn't on the show anymore. Spoiler alert. Kate Moss opened up about why she testified in Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial over those rumors that Johnny had pushed her down a flight of stairs when they were dating years ago.
Yeah.
So Kate said, "I know the truth about Johnny. I had to say the truth. It was simply for fairness and justice."
Mm.
And she's being, you know, thrown back into the spotlight now ever since she testified in that case, somewhere she didn't want to be. People are talking about stuff that happened with her 17 years ago. Oh, should we take her kids away from her now? Like, it's dumb.
Right.
But this is what she subjected herself to because she wanted to do what was right and put out the truth. So, good for her.
Hmm.
Selena Gomez turned 30 this past weekend, and
wow,
she had kind of a nice, chill, low-key celebration. She shared some pictures on Instagram, which basically included Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
A chill, low-key celebration with, you know, Taylor Swift.
I think it'd be low-key. Taylor's pretty low-key. She
it
likes
was.
To hang around and just chill, she seems, right?
Yeah. They were. They were just hanging around, chilling. It looked like they were maybe sipping on some summer coolers, enjoying some crudité.
Uh-oh.
Some finger foods.
There you go.
Light desserts.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Nice night out eating together.
Maybe they were watching a movie.
Maybe.
Chilling out with that.
And Storm Reid, who plays Zendaya's little sister on Euphoria, she's enrolled at the University of Southern California in their School of Dramatic Arts. She's studying film production and African American studies.
Cool.
And she's even living in the dorm, which she showed off on MTV Cribs.
What?
Yes. think they have a college edition.
Oh, okay.
She showed it off, all 450 square feet of it.
Wow. Well, she could probably put a lot of nice stuff in there if you're, you know, working on a popular show like that.
That's true. Well, you can't fit much in a dorm room, especially when you have a roommate.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you get some gold bed risers.
Sure.
Fancy. Maybe they'll have spinners on them.
Here's my room, MTV. I don't know how you're going to fill the next 29 minutes of programming, but good luck with that.
A lot of close-up shots.
Yes.
This is the corner. Look
different
at that
angles.
Corner.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg off, and you have Dina and Lopez here with you this morning.
Yeah.
And it's time now for your Dirt Report, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, so Kid Rock canceled his concert Friday night in North Dakota because of bad weather, and the fans were not happy.
Ooh.
So the performance was delayed by more than an hour and a half. Again, bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so the venue just canceled the whole thing. And an officer is the one who had to walk up on stage and tell this to everybody. The crowd lost it. They started trashing the place.
Oh, no.
Security tackled the guy who made it onto stage. Some other guy ended up in handcuffs. It was bad. I mean, they did get to see the opening act, but they were really all there for Kid Rock.
Right.
And Kid did end up tweeting out an apology about the cancellation, but it just wasn't enough to satisfy the 18,000 fans who came out to see him.
Maybe he should have come out himself if he was there, right?
You would think.
You would come out like, I'm really, 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 really sorry. Here's a signed photograph, whoever wants it.
But you know what would have happened? They'd have been like, come on, Kid, just one song. And then one song would turn into two, and then three, and then you get struck by lightning. It's not a good thing. You know?
You speak from experience.
Well, I speak from what I've seen. let's see. Martha Stewart shared on Instagram the loss of her peacocks. She said that six coyotes came in broad daylight and devoured six of her birds.
I didn't even know she had peacocks.
She does. Yes, she loves her peacocks. And she asked if anyone has any solutions for getting rid of six large and aggressive coyotes who have expensive tastes when it comes to poultry. What I found really odd about this, too, is she had posted a video of some of her birds, and she was playing the song. She was playing a song by Marvin Gaye, which would have been weird if it was Three Little Birds. But what made it weirder was she was playing Let's Get It On. So I have no idea what was happening there.
Maybe that was the only one available at the time?
Don't know.
Maybe she just had picked random?
I don't know.
Okay.
congratulations to Imagine Dragons. Their song Demons just reached 1 billion views on YouTube.
Nice.
It's their third to reach that milestone. Radioactive and Believer have also reached 3 billion views. So,
wow.
Yeah, I love Imagine Dragons. They're one of my favorites.
Cool.
I feel like everything they put out is amazing. Melanie Rauscher from Naked and Afraid died unexpectedly at just 35 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, her death was mysterious, they say. Her body was found near cans of dust cleaner at a home where she'd been dog-sitting for friends. Now, they don't suspect any drugs or anything like that. They just don't know what happened. Ooh. Melanie was on Naked and Afraid in 2013. She was also on Naked and Afraid XL in 2015. And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, they've been spending a few days in Paris with their kids. It seems like Ben, though, just can't keep up with the rest of them.
Oh, no.
Yep, the paparazzi got photos of Ben passed out on the deck of a boat. And he was sleeping in many positions, as a matter of fact. He was just trying so hard to get comfortable.
Mm.
But, you know, it is really hard getting comfortable on a big, giant yacht like that.
That
I'm
is
sure.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After, you know, an entire day of shopping in
Paris. It's hot there, you know? You got to rest.
Where's the guy?
Yeah, 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 me too.
Did you buy that? Because I barely convinced myself that I can feel for the guy. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Chris off this week. And it's Dina and Lopez here with you this morning.
Good morning.
And now it is time for Dirt, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right. Jason Momoa, Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Involved in a crash with a motorcycle this weekend, but everyone is okay.
Okay, good.
I'll start off by telling you that.
Was he in the motorcycle, too?
No. He was actually in a car.
Oh.
And he was coming one way when a biker came from the other way around a curve and then partially ended up in Jason's lane. You know, like when someone's going too fast around a curve and they kind of don't stay to their own lane?
Yeah.
Yep. So the biker hit Jason's car and flew off.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit Jason's windshield and somehow was standing in the end.
Wow.
It was like a stunt. I don't know. He only had minor injuries, and Jason was okay, too. So we're glad that everybody was all right in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, only in Hollywood would somebody end up in a car crash and land up on two feet.
Yeah, it could have been a stunt driver anyway. Just been like, oh, I know how to land this.
True. Well, the contestants on Jeopardy were slammed for getting stumped on a clue. And I'm not going to tell you who it's about just yet because I want to see if you can do it. Well, I couldn't.
Okay. Are you going to ask? You're going to give me the answer?
I'm going to give you the... Okay, so here it is. It's title that completes the rhyme. All right? And it's a celebrity song. And the lyrics were, and I'm just like, oh, 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 oh. You need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on my gown?
Is that Taylor Swift?
It is Taylor Swift.
That's
you
what
need
they gave
to calm
it?
Down. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
what the answer would have been. What is you need to calm down?
Oh, you need to calm down. Oh, so looking for the song. Gotcha.
So nobody got it. I actually, you know, when I read it out of context and didn't know that it was about Taylor Swift, I didn't get it at first either because I don't think I was reading it the right way. And I don't know if Ken Jennings read it the right way. And that's maybe why they didn't get it.
Well, how is he supposed to read it? Sing it?
Well, I don't know if he just went, oh, 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 you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on my gown?
I mean, I remember the step on my gown as a line that stands out for me for that song. But if it didn't stand out for you, then you wouldn't know it. There's no context.
People frequently stepping on your gown, Lopez.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Got to work on that hemline. Adele is getting ready to finally announce the rescheduled dates of her Las Vegas residency. But now those dates have been allegedly leaked.
Ooh.
Yep. According to The Sun, the Ticketmaster Center there prematurely revealed Weekends with Adele will take place November 18th through February 24th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. So as for when the news will officially come out, the sources say the announcement's expected before the end of the month. Probably sooner now, would be my guess. And Ryan Gosling talked about why he agreed to play Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
He said the script was, quote, the best I've ever read.
Oh, I believe it.
I don't know if he was joking, but he said he didn't make the decision to commit until he went into his backyard to think about it. And while he was there, he found a Ken doll face down in the mud next to a squished lemon. So he took a picture of it, sent it to the director, and said, I shall be your Ken, for his story must be told.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
I don't know. If this story ends up being better than the movie itself, I'll be sorely disappointed. I don't know. The Barbie movie. It could be the next what? The next Shawshank Redemption, the next Titanic, like, the next Avatar.
I feel like this movie is going to be super good.
Barbie.
I mean, they're going with a goofy idea, but it's going to, it's there. If this happens every once in a while where it's like this goofy idea and this really amazing movie comes out.
I know.
So
White chicks.
I think not what I was thinking.
It's exactly what I was thinking. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.